They'd sit and sing. And my younger sister and I finally, after we got older, we fixed us one of these army cots, you know. And we'd get all ready to stay outdoors all night. And then one of my big brothers or them would get to talking about they saw a mountain lion or something and scare us. And we never did get to sleep in it because we'd get scared and go in the house and they'd take over. And so it was, to me, it was family oriented and it was family fun. It was very close family. We were a close family.
Did you mentioned sitting outside. There wasn't anything attached to the house that you could sit out on,
just the door and use outdoors.
Okay.
So. We had one tree. Okay. We had one tree that we planted. And every picture we ever took was under that darn tree. And, oh, it was a long time ago. We went back to the range one Sunday, just drove out there. And this tree had fell over, and the roots was sticking up in the ground, and I bawled, you know, and I never wanted to go back because it wasn't home anymore, because that big old tree had fell over.
Yeah, there's one like that at my grandparents. It's real special, tree like that. I have a lot of emotional attachment to. How was the house heated?
Well, we just had a cook stove in the kitchen. And then we had just a heating that we burned wood and coal in. It was just a heating stove.
Okay. Let me ask you a little bit about that. There was one in the kitchen. The other one was in the bedroom or the living room?
Living room.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And I'm just wondering what different things on that you would have called. The black stuff that got stuck in the pipe going out.
Soot.
Okay. And the stuff you had to clean out of the bottom?
Ashes.
Okay. Now, have you ever lived at a place that has a fireplace?
No, and I always wanted to, but I never have had one.
Okay. I just wondered if there were a couple of parts of a fireplace that you might know the name of.
No, I that's one thing I've never had, and I've always regretted.
Yeah. Do you know the name of the part where of a fireplace where the smoke goes out, comes out of the top?
You mean the chimney?
Yeah.
Well, of course, a chimney is, even wood stoves and things.
Yeah. How about?
In fact, I learned how to play pitch real good. Because when I was first married, we'd play a game of pitch every night, see who'd get up and build a fire. And I learned how to play good pitch.
That's the way to learn. Did the wood part, or maybe sometimes made it of rock, that was on top of the fireplace where people would set things. Do you know what they would have called that?
Oh, I know, but I can't think of it.
Would they have called it the mantle?
Yeah.
Can I get you to pronounce that?
Mantle.
Okay. And the bare place in front, did that have a name? The place that was usually made out of rock or?
No, I don't know that name.
Okay. Some people call it an H-E-A-R-T-H. Does that sound familiar?
You pronounce it.
A hearth?
Or hearth.
Or hearth?
I've known now that name, hearth. Oh. But now there's a lot of things I can't pronounce.
Yeah.
And I have a problem. I want to say a name. I want to say something, and I can't pronounce it. And then time I get around thinking of another name that take the place of that name,
well,
I'm lost.
Okay. That's okay. With the thing inside, I don't know if there was one inside of the stove, but sometimes there is inside of a
grate.
Fire. Yes. Yeah. Is that what you would call it? And was there a name for a big log that you would have put inside of a stove or a fireplace that would have burned all night?
I don't know anything about that.
Okay. Would people ever call it a backlog?
No, I never heard anything about that log.
Okay.
I don't know a thing about that kind of a log.
Okay. No, not a backlog. That's not.
I don't remember anything like that.
Okay. Let me ask you about story. I talked about the cellar. Did you have any other kinds of storage spaces in the house? Did you have a places? Smaller
closets. We had closets.
Okay.
But it wasn't like the closets we have nowadays. It was just generally a board on one side and a curtain on the front, you know.
Okay.
That was the kind of closet we had when I was a kid.
Okay. And on top of the house, let me ask you, not on top of the house, but was there a place above the ceiling where you could store
attic,
things?
Attic, you mean?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, there was an attic.
Okay. And was there a pantry to store food in?
Yes, we had, it really wasn't a pantry though. Mm. It was more of a cabinet-like
okay.
built for just, it was just a, more like the clothes closet.
Okay.
You know.
Okay. Did, on top of the house, the thing that kept the rain off would be called what?
The roof.
Okay. And what was it made out of? Do you remember?
Well, I think it was shingles.
Okay.
I think it was a shingled roof. The side of the house was cement, and our floors was cement.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
That's unusual, isn't it?
I don't know. Yeah. But part of it was cement, up to the window, I'm sure. And then I think it was boards,
it's really
you know, the rest of the way, and then the roof.
Okay, so the siding would have been board and then cement.
Mm-hmm. On top of the cement. But the cement, see, was in the ground.
Right.
The board, I don't imagine that.